As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2022. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County Zoo President and CEO Scott Nearland. Welcome to Issues 2022, Scott.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, you were named Sedgwick County Zoo President and CEO in April, I believe, replacing Jeff Etling, who had resigned. Now, you've had a long relationship with the zoo. Is that true? You've worked at the zoo since you were a teenager?
That is correct, Steve. My family moved to Wichita in the very late 80s. And the first summer that we were here in town, I was looking for something to do to not be bored and kind of get out into the community, and found myself here at the zoo with the volunteer program. And I have been either a volunteer or an employee in some capacity since then.
Was there something special that attracted you to want to work at the zoo?
Well, my family were always kind of zoo people. I grew up in southeast Kansas, and we were actually closest to the Tulsa Zoo. And we went to the Tulsa Zoo quite often. And then pretty much any time my family took a trip, we found ourselves at either a zoological park or a drive-through safari. And I think that's really kind of where my interest in this industry kind of took off from. Even when I was young, we went to some pretty significant zoos. I went to the San Diego Zoo when I was in third grade and will never forget that experience. So a lot of those childhood memories, I'm sure, is what kind of drove me to find the zoo here in Wichita when we moved.
Have you ever been to the zoo at Colorado Springs? That's really pretty, on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, it's really interesting. That's a zoo that you want to make sure you have a comfortable pair of shoes and some good sunscreen, because it's an all-day affair to get up the side of the mountain. And when you do, the payoff is quite spectacular up there.
We know the zoo is the state's top visitor attraction. How many people visit the Sedgwick County Zoo in a year's time, Scott?
So typically we have anywhere between 500,000 to 720,000 people visit the zoo. We budgeted this year for about 620,000 people. A little conservative still. We're trying to still get a grip on how people are feeling coming out of COVID. But I can tell you so far for 22, that number was probably a little conservative. We currently are about 65,000 people over budget year to date. So people are coming out to the zoo, and we're getting a lot of our school field trips back, which is very exciting. For us. So I'm hoping this year we'll actually get closer to that 700,000 mark, but we'll see how the summer goes.
It looks like a little pent up demand from during the pandemic then. People wanting to get out, and they missed their zoo.
Yeah, I think people want to get outside. They have missed the zoo. while COVID was going on, we still were doing some exciting things here. We have an all-new entry that we opened up shortly right after COVID started. We were working on it still. We've opened a new Sloss and the Family Asian Big Cat Trek exhibit, which incorporates the original Sloss and Tiger Trek, but then adds new habitats for both snow leopards and Ammer leopards. And so that's a new exhibit that came on in 21. And then this summer, we've got some exciting things. We've opened Stingray Cove, which is our first kind of full contact experience here at the zoo, where guests can come in and see two different species of stingrays and two different species of shark. And the exhibit is interactive, where guests can touch the animals and feed the animals. And that's been driving our gate quite significantly, I think. Later this summer, the last exciting thing for new exhibits or new experiences, we will have the Martha C. Buford Safari Express, which will be our first train here at the zoo. We have purchased a new train system from Chance Industries here in town and are really looking forward to getting guests out here to experience it. It'll be very different view of the zoo. The train will only go through a short part of the zoo that the public is used to. The rest of the route will be through our behind-the-scenes area and kind of will pull the curtain back on our operation and show folks some of the things that we do that they may not know we do.
I'll tell you, you've answered about six of my questions already here, and you're excited about things, I know. But, hey, you know, since I saw the movie Jaws, I've always wanted to pet about a 15-foot shark. Will I have that opportunity?
Well, you'll have an opportunity to see and touch a shark. He won't be 15 feet. Our two species of shark that we have down at Stingray Cove are both different types of bamboo sharks, which are kind of a bottom-dwelling, really camouflaged shark. But ours are probably not even 2 feet long and are very docile. But it's a shark nonetheless. So you could check that box off and just tell your friends however big a fish story you want to.
Yeah, I petted a shark in Kansas. So yeah. And we're probably not going to need a bigger boat either on that one. So where do these visitors all come from? I know they don't all come from Wichita, right?
No, we are drawing from all over the state. We do have a large group of our people that do come locally here within Sedgwick County and the surrounding counties. But we do pull from the western part of the state through our data that we collect through our admissions area. We know that we have guests coming in from as far away as Texas and definitely people from Oklahoma and Missouri. Over the last few years, we've had guests come in as far as Rhode Island. We had a couple that came in through New Jersey on a cross-country trip a few years ago that left us a really nice review and some comments on a couple of social media sites. So we do know that we are drawing guests from all over the place. But Kansas is our number one market, obviously, and we're trying to expand that into our neighboring states and really trying to get people to come to Wichita and see the zoo that most people don't expect to see when they come here.
You know, and I'm reasonably certain that you every now and then you get somebody from another country coming through there as well, foreign country.
Yeah, occasionally. And actually, we most recently have had some refugees from Ukraine, unfortunately, who have found their way to Wichita. But we were able to have them here at the zoo and had a real exciting day with them. They were part of a church mission group that came through, and it was really neat to see and hear what they felt about, you know, a zoo, you know, a continent away from where they're from.
Absolutely. Hey, now, does all of the zoo's funding come from our county government?
No, we are a public-private partnership, so roughly about half of our budget comes from the county, and the other half comes from the Zoological Society, and we raise that through our, obviously, ticket prices into the zoo, our concessions and gift sales here at the zoo. The county support pays for 100% of our county employees. So that is all of the animal care team, our zookeepers, our veterinarians, and then all of our maintenance and horticulture are all county employees. The county also chips in a sizable chunk of money for capital improvement. So just keeping the buildings in repair, keeping our grounds, you know, as up to date as possible. But it takes a lot of money to run a zoo the size of Sedgwick County Zoo. So the Zoological Society has to work hard every year to make up that other half. And that's reasons why we brought on things like Stingray Cove and the train and the Wild Lights events that we have in the fall. Those are all operations that help support our mission and help us keep the lights on and our animals fed.
Does the zoo participate in breeding programs with other zoos?
Yeah, as a member of AZA, we are involved in many breeding programs across the campus, and we participate with a lot of other AZA facilities. So it's not uncommon for us to get an animal in here, and if we have breeding success two or three times, sometimes those animals get moved on to the next zoo. Mm-hmm. Like currently, we are hoping to bring in a new giraffe. And that is a program that is monitored by population biologists within AZA. And they look at what our needs are and the giraffe that we have here on grounds already. And they make some recommendations for us depending on what we want to do. You mentioned the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo there in Colorado Springs. They have a huge group of giraffes. They are one of the prime kind of reproductive centers for giraffe in AZA. So zoos like that are very important for the overall population of giraffe or whatever animal you're looking at all across our AZA partners.
We talked about Stingray Cove. Has that been a hit, I presume? Is that a permanent exhibit then at the zoo?
Yeah, it's been a real popular exhibit so far. I haven't really seen any sign that popularity is dropping off yet. And it is going to be a minimum 5-year stay here at the zoo. But I'll tell you, Steve, we built and modified that area for the long haul. I would not be surprised if Stingray Cove isn't with us for many years to come. But right now, we are real happy with the results. And a lot of guests are coming through and are really enjoying that new experience.
Which animals are the most popular with zoo visitors?
Here at Sedgwick County, I'd probably say gorillas, all of our big cats, and then penguins are right up there, too. Penguins have been one of the crowd favorites since we brought them to Sedgwick County with the help of Cessna back in 2007. And usually if we have to shut down the Penguin Cove for any type of repair or maintenance, we definitely hear about it from our guests because that is obviously one of those exhibits that everybody wants to see when they come here. So I'd also say our elephant herd is a huge popular area. Sure. Over here in the zoo. And for all the reasons that, you know, people get excited about elephants, but the story of our elephants and the kind of the exhibit and habitat that we've created for our elephants makes it just a very, very popular area.
You're listening to Issues 2022 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Sedgwick County Zoo President and CEO Scott Newland. Scott, I know you have special events at the zoo. You talked about a couple of them already. Tell us about the Father's Day Car Show. That one's coming up.
Yeah, Father's Day Car Show is coming up on us really quick. We've had Father's Day Car Show out here for many years here at the zoo, and it's a great day to kind of mix a couple of, interests that don't normally mix well together. You don't really think of car show and zoo is something that's compatible, but it makes for a great day. We usually have anywhere from 90 to 120 cars out here, scattered all over the grounds. We have different categories that we have judges for and award different awards for, you know, best European car or best 1950s era car. And it's just a great day for the families to come out. We have a lot of repeat participants, and it's kind of fun to see those individuals come back year after year. Sometimes they bring a new car out. Sometimes it's the same car they've had for 40 years and wouldn't change a thing about it. So it's a really fun day. And as long as the weather behaves itself, we usually have a real good time on Father's Day here.
That's going to be on June 19th. Tell me about what are Twilight Tuesdays at the zoo?
So Twilight Tuesdays happen every Tuesday in July, and it is a reduced admission for the entire day, and we're also open for longer hours that day. And this year, we are doing a new program. It's not necessarily new to the zoo, but we haven't had concerts here at the zoo for a few years. So we're bringing back some local bands and some area bands that will be here performing for us. So starting June 5th, we have the group called Annie Up. June 12th is the Lou Brown Band. July 19th is a group called Across the Pond. I believe they are a Beatles cover band. And then July 26th is Jared Brown and the Dirt Road Misfits. So we've got a really good group of bands to offer for our guests. Live music will start at 5:30 on those nights, and the zoo is open till 8:30 on those days.
What is the Back to School Bash? What's that all about?
Back to School Bash is a event that we host here every year in trying to support 259 and area schools with attendance. Guests can come in, bring a school supply donation. It's a way that we can help our regional and schools collect supplies for teachers and students that may not have everything they need to get started off on a school season on the right foot. And we're just very excited about that program. Usually it's a very popular day. And we have historically collected a lot of supplies for our local schools.
You know, the annual Zubilee is, I believe, your biggest fundraiser. How many people actually attend that party every year?
So, Steve, it varies. When the weather is good and it's not the surface of the sun in that time of September, we can have anywhere from 5,500 to 6,000 people here for the event of Zubilee.
Oh, and that's quite a party. I've been to a couple of those. That's quite a party.
It is. If you've never been to Zubilee, it is quite the experience. We usually have anywhere from 40 to 60 local restaurant vendors. Lots of drink vendors, all kinds of different types of art and packages that are donated for the silent auction. And it's a great party, live music all night, all you can eat and drink. And it's a great way to come out and support the zoo and have a good evening with friends and family.
Tell us about Boo at the Zoo.
So Boo at the Zoo is our annual Halloween event. Over the years, we've kind of changed our Boo at the Zoo event. Now it's during the day. So regular zoo admission does apply, but you can come out in costume, and we have candy stations all over the zoo, and you can come out, bring your kids, take a bunch of photos. We'll have Halloween games and just different types of Halloween activities for all ages.
And you celebrate Cinco de Mayo at the zoo as well, right?
Yeah, we had a great Cinco de Mayo festival this year. We had over 9,000 people that showed up for Cinco this year. It was a great party, excellent live music that went for most of the day. So I look forward to that event every year.
So Mother's Day's already passed, but how was Mother's Day at the zoo?
Mother's Day is also a very popular day, and we had great weather for Mother's Day, so lots of moms and families came out to celebrate. We had a really good day for, you know, pretty much anybody that wanted to celebrate their mother and take them out for a fun day.
Now, you use volunteers. As you said, you started as a volunteer at the zoo. Does the volunteers that you, do you have a limited number? Do you need more? Do they have to be qualified in zoology? Tell us about volunteers.
Yeah, not at all, Steve. We look for volunteers from all walks of life here at the zoo. We have a lot of adult volunteers. So if you're 18 and want to come out and support the zoo, there are all different ways that you can do that. If you happen to be a teenager, we do have teen programs for through our education department that you can sign up for. We have a program called Zooniversity for age 13. We have a Zookeeper Apprentice program for ages 14 through 17. So those are ways that teens can get involved. But if you are 18 or older and want to volunteer for the zoo, we just need to contact our volunteer department. We use volunteers all over the campus and all over the operation. So if you have an interest that may not be animal related, I guarantee we still have some type of volunteer experience that you would benefit from. We have volunteers in our maintenance department, in our horticulture department, and then obviously we do have volunteers within our animal teams.
You have, we mentioned the train earlier, and I just wanted to say that here in the past few months, I've had a hip replacement. My wife's had both of her knees replaced, and when we were, several years ago, Shelley and I visited the San Diego Zoo and actually took a double-decker bus all the way around that place. Your train is, it sounds like the train's kind of limited in what you see as a, you know, and I'm just sensitive to people who have a hard time getting around. Is that the permanent deal, or are there other ways that people who are immobile can get around the zoo?
So the train is actually going to provide a nice way for guests to get from the front of the zoo all the way to the south end of the zoo by the gorilla exhibit. So for an example like yourself, if you didn't want to walk all the way out to gorillas, now you'll have the opportunity to jump on the train, take the train around to the gorilla station, hop off of that station, see the south end of the zoo if that's what you want to do, and then you can actually come get back on with that same ticket and get back on the train, and it'll take you back to the first or the front station, and you'll be able to go around and see the entire route. So the train's not only an experience, but it will be a way that guests can kind of travel the zoo in a different manner than just walking.
Scott, do you still have the farm animals where you can feed them, you know, the goats and whatnot?
Yeah, we still have all of our contact yards over in our American farm and our African farm. We do sell goat food every day. We do run out of goat food almost every day. It's a first come, first serve type of thing. We don't want our goats to get so full over there that it's detrimental to their health.
Right.
But yeah, we still, that is one of the contact experiences that we have here at the zoo.
And nobody likes a bloated goat. Can you share with us any exciting plans for the future of the Sedgwick County Zoo, Scott?
Yeah, so Steve, if you're familiar with our master plan, it's a 25-year plan, and we have just completed kind of phase one of seven phases. The next couple phases, you know, we're reevaluating just due to changes that occurred during COVID. But I will tell you, we've got a lot of exciting things that we're going to look forward to. Really hope that sometime in the near future we can make some changes, maybe complete improvements for our giraffe and rhino exhibits. We are currently working on an all-new greenhouse for our amphibian and reptile building, which is something that we have needed for over 30 years here. We have a very large greenhouse that is a support building for all of the amphibians and reptiles that you see as a guest. But we are remodeling that and reimagining that, and that'll be something that you'll be able to see from the train line. One of the things that I really hope that we can bring next to the zoo here would be a conservation carousel. We have lots of conservation projects and efforts that we do here at the zoo, And one of the easiest way to fund those is with something like a carousel, where all the proceeds from that carousel go to our conservation support.
And listen, and we are out of time. And thanks, Scott, for spending some time with us. That's a job you have where I would imagine, you know, you've got the whole county commission and people behind you, a lot of folks behind you, and not a lot of detractors for the Sedgwick County Zoo. You've got a great attraction there and a great opportunity to be something, a real star in our community. Hey, thanks again for being with us. We appreciate your time this morning, Scott. We look forward to coming out and seeing you. Our guest, Sedgwick County Zoo President and CEO Scott Newland. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2022. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.